Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock. This is a hit show, show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hoe. It's weed, I beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, you need to know. The SDR Show, let's go.
It is the SDR Show, sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. I am Ralph Sutton, looking at James Mattern head for some reason. There we go. Now you're in focus. What are
I have
you
a
doing,
delightful
James?
Head, baby. I'm just putting my head down, baby. I'm waiting okay. for the cue.
Right. Sure.
I wanted to make an entrance like I was a
you're
wrestler.
Getting in the zone. I get it. You're getting in the zone. Fair enough. Fair enough. So here's what's going to happen today, James. Is an interesting one. We have two women on the show. We'll introduce both of them. But most importantly, they wrote a book that's very near and dear to my heart. And Shannon and I talk about this all the time. Basically, bad dating stories. That's what it boils down to. I read a couple of random ones. It's written in a way... I think there's about 40 of them maybe, and they're all like a page or two long. They're not, you know, they're easily digestible stories. One of them is a reality star. One of them is a Playboy model turned influencer, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong there. One can be followed at sunny.ray, and one can be followed on Instagram at Veronica Gomez 138. I don't love the IG handle, but I'll allow it anyway.
138, baby. It's a Misfits reference.
The Misfits reference.
Oh, okay. Even so, it's still
coming. Maybe we are 138.
Okay. The book is called Chronicles of John Doe. You could follow that at Dating John Doe. Sunny, Veronica, welcome to the SDR Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to be here.
I didn't get the show your tits top memo. I guess just you guys have that memo. What are you going to do? I'm going to unbutton. There we go.
Mine aren't perky today, so I'm hiding them.
Yeah, I didn't know we were doing that, but okay.
So, let's see what you're working with, Ralph. Let it out.
I wish I had. If I was in better shape, maybe I would. I long for the day where I can take my shirt off at like a beach and feel proud. It hasn't ever happened, James.
It's going to, buddy, the summer's right around the corner. It's time for your makeover.
It's too late for this year. Maybe in 25, we can make that happen.
Yeah,
dad bods are so in right now. We love a dad bod.
Oh,
we
come on now. That's just a nice way of saying fat and old. Let's be honest. So first, let's start with this. How did you two meet? And then we'll get into the nuggets that started the book. But how did you two like come to this? Like, how did we get here? Let's start with that.
So I've known Veronica for a really long time. I was actually a fan of hers before I met her because she's locally famous and she was like this hot, like Playboy tattoo chick. And then her and I started to work for this tattoo magazine together, and we kind of just met through that and bonded. That company really sucks, and they
we got fucked over. Can we curse, right?
Yeah, yes,
that
can.
Potty mouth.
My okay. love, let it out. If you don't okay, curse, hey, that's the real obscenity.
Yeah, you fucked us over. Bad.
There it is.
It was a tattoo company that you both worked for, and he stopped paying you?
He never paid us. We basically made this magazine famous, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, so
we got messed up.
Does that guy also own a comedy club? Because that sounds like 90% of the business.
That's funny. I did used to do stand-up comedy for a really long time.
I mean,
so. Let me ask this question. How long were you guys not getting paid but still worked for the magazine?
I stuck around for a little bit longer than she did, mainly because I was trying to hold on to the idea of maybe they'll take care of me. And I was waiting for this one specific issue to come out. And I was there for almost 4 years, three and a half years.
Without getting paid for 4 years?
That's insanity.
Also investing my own money in that.
I mean, that's crazy. At one point, Sonny, it just becomes that you're just, it's your fault
dumb.
At some point, you know? Let's be honest.
I saw her at a bar. And I told her, I was like, hey, look, this dude is going to fuck you over. I promise you. He's not a good guy. And she was just like, okay. You know, she took it in.
Saying, let me just give it 3.5 more years and then we'll
Let me... Pretty much. You know, she's a loyal girl, so she tried.
You want to believe. Sometimes you want to believe.
So you become friends through that magazine and through getting fucked over there. And then you become a reality star. You're on a show called Smothered, right? It's about you and your mother's relationship, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Smothered is that season still happening?
So the season is done. We filmed it. It's all aired. So you can go binge the whole thing and see what happened, but it just stopped airing February 13th.
Okay.
So yeah, you get to see my whole life with my mom and my now fiance. So super fun. But Veronica and I always talked about doing our own thing and publishing our own book way back then. And so that's kind of why we're like, now is the time, you know, she has millions of followers. Everyone knows her in Houston. And
that's crazy.
I had just finished filming. I was like, okay, so now I have all this time on my hands. And I was actually a writer for that magazine. I've been a writer since I was in like second grade. And so I just always wanted to do something fun. And so, yeah, we were just talking about our horrible dating disasters. And she's newly single. So she'd been dating the same guy for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And
wow. High school sweetheart.
Is that her like, story in the book? Is that your story or you don't say it? I'm assuming it is then. It is. Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot
that's
of
a poker
there's
towel.
A lot of him sprinkled in everywhere, you know. Okay,
so that would be my first question is like, what was the date when you had it that was so bad that you're like, okay, we gotta start writing these down? Because I will say, like, I was a James is gonna make fun of me because they bring this up too often, but I was a strip club DJ for a very long time.
When was this?
Oh, yeah, very funny.
We kind of brushed funny. Over this over the years, dude.
So one night a crazy thing happened in the strip club and I said, I have to write a fucking book. So I sat down in the DJ booth and I wrote the first 40 pages. I actually got a book deal, but we lost it because my fucking dumb agent tried to get more money. This is over a decade ago. So it's not
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but so I had a very specific thing happen that was like, this is so goddamn insane. I have to write something. I have to write this down. So was that first story with him shitting and vomiting in the bed, that was the story that was the catalyst? Or was there, that was one of many? Like, how did you finally decide, all right, we got to start writing these fucking things down?
That was the reason why we split up. And that's why I was like, you need to get the hell out of this apartment, dude, because I can't clean up your vomit and shit anymore because you're so drunk, you know, like this is ridiculous. Yeah. So that's really what kind of like catapulted us to do this. She already had it planned out, but I was like, hey, I want in, you know?
Funny.
Yeah.
By the way, James, I'm sensing a pattern, not getting paid for 4 years, number one. And number two, I can't clean up your shit and piss anymore. Not like
anymore.
Once is enough.
It was and 6 years.
Look, the 14th
really
time, 14th is my limit on shit and piss.
Well, I thought that was just, I thought she was just quoting a poem. I thought that was my Angelou, but I don't know. I once again went to public school in Nevada.
So, Sonny, were you already doing a dating horror stories book or you just knew you wanted to do a book? Veronica comes to you with the story and that's how this happens.
So I actually had previously in the past written 3 different books and kind of like your exact similar story. I was with a publicist. She was a really, really big, well-known publicist. We had this huge book deal ready to go. And then she ended up filing for bankruptcy. She tried to commit suicide. She was all over the news and my money was completely gone. Oh. And so I put a pin in that and I just... Those books, I don't know. I had too much PTSD from those books. And one of the books that I had written with her was about sobriety. And I just felt like I at that time, I wasn't sober enough for me to publish that book. And so I was just sitting with Veronica and Charlie. Charlie's actually the reason why we started doing this in the first place. Cause we were just like talking about it, like, you know, just sitting at the bar, throwing back some drinks and being like, you know, we should really write this book. But it was just an idea. And we weren't really going to do it until Charlie was like, what are y'all waiting for?
Who's
like,
Charlie, y'all by the way? I'm sorry. I don't know Charlie. You're saying it like, who's Charlie?
Oh, Charlie's our friend that edited the book. So she was like, she's like the Charlie's angel that you like don't really
see.
She's
the background.
Yeah, she's the background person. But
yeah, she was like, y'all need to do this. And so she kind of, Yeah, she kind of just made it happen.
Made us do it.
By the way, I was offered this. I think I realized I was the timing was wrong. It was 15 years ago, and I was offered $7,000 as an advance. And I told the guy, "Just take it. We're good." He says, "This is our first submission, and we got this. We'll get another one." I'm like, "No, let's just take it. I don't give a shit." And then we waited like 6 months. Never got another offer. And then the first offer was rescinded, and nothing happened.
That sounds so familiar.
Yeah, so stupid. So then you decide, all right, we're going to do this book on bad dating stories. Do you then start calling friends and saying, tell us your worst stories?
So this is kind of like, I'm known in Houston as the girl.
Oh, it's a kitty cat behind you guys. Aw. Hello, kitty cat.
I'm sorry, is that Charlie? Is Charlie's ears burning and wants to discuss things?
He works here.
He's the best worker we have.
I have no doubt.
So yeah, I'm known in Houston as the girl that could never find love. Like I had done a lot of dating shows, and I've been on reality TV before, and I got broken up with every single time. And I just like was the girl that could never find love always. Mm-hmm. And so there's one guy that is like 12 different stories. And I'm like, no one's going to believe that this is the same guy, like guy who stole my car, also strip club meth guy. And then,
oh, that's
you know,
meth guy. That's great. I read that one. That's funny.
Yeah,
by the way, Shannon, will you turn your camera on or no? Shannon.
Yeah.
Hold on a second, guys. Because Shannon, you just said, oh, that's weird. That's not your camera.
Shannon, you need more sun.
Shannon, when you said been on a bunch of dating reality shows, Shannon, you've been on 2 or 3 dating reality shows.
I've been on 2 on television. Then there was one like silly YouTube one, but I'm the same thing. Can't find love.
So it's same exact thing.
I haven't had sex in 6 years. Yeah.
She hasn't had sex in 6 years. And we've done dating games on the show for her. One of them was dick pic dating, where we just got pictures of cocks. And that one worked.
I literally saw that one.
Oh, did you?
And there was one, wasn't she blindfolded in one?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah. Best way is how Mike Vecchione describes it. Hasn't laid with a man in 6 years.
6 years. 6 years, Shannon.
Laid with a man.
So.
All right, before we go any further, you know this company because we've been talking about them for 4+ years. It is Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo of kratom. They have high quality kratom, unique strains, great blends, only available at yokratom.com. And you get that in that cool $60 kilo. And you know it will come quick and you know it will be fresh. And if you're a fan of kratom, there is absolutely nowhere else to go but yokratom.com. Yokratom.com is the home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into it.
What I was going to say too was for the sex part of the stories, this is like insane. So I dated a guy that was so bad, and he was the guy that literally made me asexual for 4.5 years. I didn't even hold hands with someone.
You're welcome.
Touch another human for 4.5 years because I was so mentally fucked up. I was like, I need to get sober. I need Jesus. I need to fix myself, and then I can go try to find love. But yeah.
We're going to share some stories in a minute, but
this
I want to say one thing is I just picked like 3 or 4 random, maybe 6 or 7 stories I read. Right. And I will say this, every one of the ones I read, sorry for my voice cracking, involves a shitload of alcohol. Every one of them is alcohol. Right. So that tells you to me, that's already a part of the problem right there. Then the second one you thought was weird.
All the time.
You literally have one story about being the quote unquote unicorn girl for a threesome, and that doesn't go well. But then you kind of get mad at a dude in another story because he was making out with a dude. So that you can't have both. Like threesome's a threesome. I think you're shaming a guy for being experimental.
Yeah. Well. But those are two different John Doe scenarios. So yeah.
Wait, James, are you mad at me for that statement, James?
Not at all. I mean, you're very progressive, Ralph, which is great. But it, when it comes, to sex, it comes down to your preference. So if the girl wants another girl and not another dude who's interacting with the dude when she wants the dude action and make
it
a girl action.
Dude interact like this? That's what you do?
Yeah, you got knuckle it up, Bubba. Wasn't that an Izzy Stradlin song? You got to knuckle it up.
By the way, James, I think you're doing it wrong if that's how you're doing with another dude.
I'm not doing it with another dude. Not that there's anything wrong. I don't, look, I don't want to lose my fans in big cities, but come on, man. It's a preference. If the girls want threesomes with a girl and a llama, it's up to them, baby. That might be a leak.
I think we should all kind of go around the room and tell some stories. I have a couple that really make me laugh. One, Shannon and I share stories all the time. That's just what we do. Mm-hmm. I am more of a serial dater, so she listens, but she has some as well. But this one is from a couple years ago. It's one of my favorites. I met this girl. Every girl I meet is online because I'm too old to go out and date. You know, I'm not going to go to a bar at 54 years old and try and pick up a chick. It's just not going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. So I met this girl online.
Yeah.
Russian model. That tends to be my jam. And we have what I would consider a terrible date. We did not vibe at all. I was like, well, she's gorgeous, but I felt she hated me. So whatever. We went out. She's Russian. She's cool. But
what does that mean? That she hates everything? That she has ice in her veins?
They have
a strong
personality.
She has buck in her veins.
They sit there like, they have that demeanor. They don't smile.
So she texts me the next day and says, hey, I would like to meet you tomorrow for lunch if you're down. And I said, all right. I was like, shocked. Okay. She tells me where to meet her. Shannon, do you remember the story or no? I don't know if you do. Tells me where to meet her. Okay. I go. Excuse me. It is a hospital. She's admitting herself into a mental institution.
This is the greatest thing ever.
She made me her emergency contact after one date. I don't even know what the fuck is going on. I walk in like, oh, you're Ralph. Oh, hey, here's her luggage. Here's her wallet. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? And they just bring her in. I'm there for about maybe 3 minutes. And she changed her voicemail to be my phone number for the contact. So I start getting calls like, what is going on? I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. I have her luggage in my house. It was there for about 3-4 days.
Y'all didn't sleep together?
No, it was one date of dinner. That's all that happened.
My God. That's psychotic.
One supper. One supper is all it took.
Yeah. And then she came out like a couple days later. She came over. She said, thank you. She took her bags and left. And that was our date. But the good news from it was one of the girls that called said, look, I'm here because I'm supposed to do a modeling gig with her. And she was Russian also. I said, look, I don't know what the fuck's going on. It was Christmas Eve. And so I said, look, this is crazy. Do you want to get together and talk about this? I don't know. And the other girl was hot. And then I ended up dating the other girl. So it worked out.
There's just so much there, Ralph. Like.
That's a pretty crazy story. That's a good one, right?
Also, why is there a modeling gig on Christmas Eve?
I'm so glad this is being recorded because now we can write it down for our next book.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you one more. This one, my voice is so shoddy. I take some water. Shannon, you can cut this out in post.
Leave it in and loop it in post.
Shannon knows this story because this is from Friday. As we're taping this, it's a Tuesday. So it just happened Friday, right?
This Friday?
I saw you
during the day Friday.
You saw me during the day. Yes.
What the shit?
So, and this involves the band we tape with the Dandy Warhols, but it doesn't involve them specifically. But so again, I met this girl on Instagram, and I would say very hot girl, but more on the like sexy side, not on the model side. If you know what that, you get what I'm saying. Anyway, and we've been talking for close to a year. She lives in Vegas and just like DMing and we video chatted a couple times. She's coming to New York. Okay. We make plans. We're going to go out Friday. And I said, hey, I interviewed this band, the Dandy Warhols. They're doing a private gig for like 50 people. If you want, we can do dinner early, then go see the show. And it's only going to be an hour. Then we go out for drinks after. Absolutely. Okay. Let's meet. I'll have a car pick you up at 6. I made a 6:15 reservation. The show's at 7:15, 7:30. It'll be great. Okay, awesome. Sorry, I'm really coughing a lot. So at 5:45, I say, hey, I'm walking over to the restaurant. Just text me when you're ready. I'll send a car, right? I'm a nice guy. Send Ubers. Fine. I get to the restaurant, don't hear from her. I wait till 6:15. I take the table, right? Mm-hmm. 6:30. So now a half hour after she was supposed to get picked up, she's just texts, I need a little more time. Not, sorry, I'm running late. Not, mm-hmm. oh my God, blah, blah, blah. Just, I need a little more time. That's all she wrote. And I said, okay. And now I'm more annoyed. I said, I wait till 6:40. I say, look, I'm hungry. The show is starting in 30 minutes. So she says, you know what? Eat and I'll meet you at the venue. Okay. Wow. Fine. I'm annoyed, but fine. I eat. I walk over to the venue. And again, I said to her when she said that, just text me when you're ready and I'll send the Uber. I get to the venue and it's this weird, very small venue, only 50 people. I tell the guy, oh, my friend's going to come later. He said, you're going to have to come down and get her because she's not on the list. You are, but whatever. Mm-hmm. I get upstairs. I'm waiting. There's the kitty again. He's very cute.
Sanchez.
And around, I'd say 7:30. So now it's an hour and a half after she was supposed to meet me. She says, I'm ready. Fine. I send the Uber. The Uber comes and she takes so long that the Uber cancels and leaves. So I'm charged $10 and I'm texting her, where the fuck are you? She's not answering, not where the fuck, but where are you? And then like 10 minutes later, she's like, I'm downstairs. Where's the Uber? I'm like, read your messages. He left already. And she says, get me another one. I'm sorry this story is long because it gets much weirder.
Oh my God.
I love it. I'm loving this.
So I say, look, at this point, the band is already on. I'm leaving soon. I'm going to pull the plug. Let's just consider this a misunderstanding. I'm calling the night, right? And I watch a little bit more of the show and I go home. She calls me and says, hey, so do you want to get together? Like very nice and normal. And I said, no, it's already now. It's 8 o'clock. It's 2 hours after we're supposed to meet. I think it's just, let's just agree to disagree and call it. And she'll say something like, you know what? Fuck you. I got already. How dare you? At one point she texted me, do you want a Ford or a Bentley to show up? Which is kind of a shitty thing to say. Like she's such a fucking prize, whatever. Oh. So she hangs up on me. And then 10 minutes later, she calls back and it's very normal again. Like, hey, so do you want to send an Uber? We get to like she didn't just hang up on me a minute ago, right? On the third or fourth time she did this, she says, listen, my mother's on the phone. I want you to explain to my mother why you let her daughter get all dressed up and wait for an Uber. And I said, you know what? Let's do it. Bring your mother in. And I explained everything to the mom. And then the mom is on my side and says to the daughter, maybe you should just call her. And she says, you know what? Bye. Then in the middle of that, she hangs up on me again. So then I block her, delete the Instagram, and just wash my hands of it.
And knowing you, in 2 weeks, you'll be dating the mom. Let's just be honest with everything else we know.
Yeah,
I'm doing it out of spite, Ralph. I got the Italian blood out of spite. Fuck it. Right,
those are my two stories. James, you want to come with the story?
Definitely be on
Smothers. Yeah. You got one?
No. I feel like the girls should give their opinions on that first before we move on to the next story.
Okay, sure. Let's hear your thoughts on my two stories.
You said that she should be on Smothered. Because she brought her mother into that thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
That seems like she has, I think she has some kind of mental thing wrong with her. Like split personality.
A tad.
Maybe a heavy pill user.
Yeah. It was like I was talking to two people. I wanted to ask her, are you bipolar? But I felt that would have been, adding fuel to the fire. And at this point, I knew we weren't going to see each other again or ever. So why am I going to, do that? Why am I going to poke the bear is what I thought at that point.
Right. As soon as she said, I'm not ready yet, I knew that she wasn't going to go. What I mean? So that's like, I'm not ready
yet.
It's
so weird. And it's also like, I thought maybe at one point, okay, she's just going to bail on me.
Yeah.
But then when she brought the mother in, it was fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy.
Unless she was, that sounds like such like a childish thing to do. Like, how old was she?
She was 12. So that's old enough.
What are you, in Shanghai?
No, I would say if I had to guess, she was in her late 20s, early 30s. I don't ask age because I don't want to ask a question that I have to
answer. You should ask age.
What I will say is I cannot tell you how many times a week my mom will be like, well, just let me talk to them. I'm like, that's Mom, you're not going to talk to my leasing office at my freaking office. You know what I mean? Like, they don't care when I'm like, I appreciate you, but I can understand that like thing, but you know, she shouldn't have, that's just weird.
Yeah,
not a doctor, but she needs her meds.
Yeah.
Or she,
yeah.
I don't know. She needs something.
That was a great story. Who's next?
I know. That's right?
Insanity.
Shannon, you want to go? You have a story too, or do you want to go, James?
Shannon, go, whatever, whoever. I don't, here's my thing.
By the way, I have 11 but, more. I have 11 more do, stories, baby. But I'm just.
Here's my thing. I don't date much because look at me. Who would have me? I have gotten in
especially
so much
because you
trouble.
Have male sex like this. That's why, James.
maybe I should start banging dudes. I'm really good at it. So this is it. So Shannon has a podcast, ladies, that is about dating and that. And the last time I believe I was on it was in 2019, early in the year. And a year after that, in the middle of the pandemic, I'm hiding back in Vegas. And a girl figured out I was talking about her and left me... The meanest God. And I have bits about her on my last album. I have bits that are going to be on the new album that she's inspired. And she's like, I know I'm crazy, but the world doesn't have to know. Now she's probably listening to this and I'm going to
never said her name though. So then what's like, the big deal?
Never. And then the ex, I have several things I would love to share about the last ex that both Shannon and Ralph know a lot of these things, but I'm not sure she doesn't listen because the last time she texted me was something from another podcast. Once again, no names. Drunken wildness, and she's still kind of in my orbit, so I need to be a good shepherd.
Right. But look at you, look at you, James, having class.
I really want to tell this fucking story, and it's horrible because I
have no class. We don't care about class here. Let's just go for it. You know?
Are you the one who's going to get fucking stabbed? That's my
guy. Let's just call her Jane.
Shannon,
she's going to figure it the fuck out.
If you're not saying a name, what's the difference? Why don't you do this, James? Say a different name. Let's say her name's Susan. Say this girl Mary. So then you're saying, look, it wasn't you. It was a wild coincidence. These two stories.
Exactly.
I'm gonna
That's
get
what we
fucking...
did. The book.
That's what we did.
That's why it's all Jane Doe.
It's all Jane Doe and John Doe. Let me tell you one other quick one, James. You're gonna like this.
Why don't
this
you do
one.
It at Shannon? Then maybe I'll be like, oh, 8 years ago, I was dating a girl.
Yeah.
Her name was Marsha.
Shannon's story starts with back in somewhere. The Carter administration.
Yes. back in Mother Russia when Ralph's girls were being born.
So really quick, so this was right at the beginning of COVID, and I hate talking politics or COVID politics because people get fucking wildly. So this was when you could wear a mask to go into the restaurant to go to the bathroom, but if you had to eat at a restaurant, you sat outside, right? Mm-hmm. Fine. So I'm sitting outside. First date, we just sit down, and I say, you know, I'm going to go to the bathroom. We'll be right back. And I get up and walk in, I realize I forgot my mask. So I turn around and I just say, oh, I forgot this silly thing. Just like that, thinking like, I just got my mask, that's all. And she starts screaming, but very loudly, right, this fucking whole thing is silly and it's a fucking pandemic and Fauci awesome. This and Bill Gates this and screaming and yelling. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. And I said, listen, we didn't order yet. I'm going to punch out now. So thank you, but I'm going to go, right? And I go.
I was really hungry.
But about a week later, I go on a date with a different girl, and she brings up a story about COVID, but like in a normal sense. And I tell her the story, what just happened to me. And she said, I can't believe there are people that don't believe that the virus is real. And I say, well, there are people that don't believe we landed on the moon. And she says,
no.
Well, that never fucking happened. And we got to fight for that. So
Here we go.
I like a year after the pandemic when things were opening up, I did a couple shows a weekend in Atlantic City with Chrissy D and this girl I knew from doing the shows in PA. We may have hooked up on Friday and then Saturday we went to have breakfast and it was that night we hooked up. She goes, you acted so weird at breakfast. At breakfast, she's so in the vein that you're talking about, didn't believe in COVID. She's like, so let me ask you, did people really die in New York City because of COVID? I'm sorry, I'm laughing. She honestly asked me this as I'm eating steak and eggs. Is that really true? People actually died? I'm like, yeah, there were like ice cream trucks with corpses. And later that night, she's like, you were acting so weird at breakfast. Like, Yeah, because I realized I just slept with a fucking sociopath.
I just, can I eat my fucking breakfast, please?
I mean, thinking it was a conspiracy, like fucking actors, crisis actors going into the trucks frozen. Fuck it, what is the matter with you? That being said, to quote my manager who was there that weekend, she looked like she was from a Whitesnake video. So, I mean, you do what you got to do. Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. Here I go again, baby.
Yeah, on your own, though. Unfortunately, on your own. All right, Shannon, your turn.
On my own.
All right, that is about half the episode. You can hear the rest of it if you go to gasdigital.com right now. Use the code SDR14, get a 14-day free trial. Subscribe, then cancel. I don't give a shit. Just, you know, get in there and listen to the rest of it. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miroboard. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miroboard?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.